Page 82, second column, I was talking about phalaris and the Culex mosquito who carries these filarial worms from the infected person to the healthy person. And these worms, they block the lymph vessels. Lymph vessels means the limbs are the portion of the blood carrying white blood cells, and they cause the swelling of the affected part. Especially the legs get affected and the legs get swollen because of this disease that harms the healthy person. Now, the name of the disease therefore is elephantiasis. Then come to the next word, tinea. Tinea is caused by the name Tinea solium, which lives in the human intestine. It absorbs digestive food from the host through its skin. Underline the word skin. And who is the host? Host and parasite, two opposite words. Host means where the parasite lives at the expense of the organism. That organism is the host, and the organism who harms the host, that is the parasite. So it spreads through how? Contaminated food, water, and improperly cooked beef and pork. Then come to the word Ascaris. It is caused by Ascaris lumbricoides, which lives in, underline the word, human intestine. It sucks digestive food of the host through its mouth. Through its mouth, why? Because this organism, that is the helminthus or the flatworm, they have got only one opening, which acts as a mouth as well as the anus. So it sucks digestive food to the host through its mouth. It spreads through the contaminated food and water. Then come to the next word, fungus. You have to know the characteristics of the fungus. What are the characteristics? Non-green, that means they don't have chlorophyll. That includes mold, rust, puffballs. Then they are found in the environment, especially fungus is found where the humid condition is there. Then see the second paragraph, thrives in dark, moist. I have used the word humid condition. Okay, then go down, they causes diseases in human being. What are the diseases? Ringworm and athletic foot. Now what is ringworm? First line, fungal disease which affects the skin, hair or nails of the person. And what, third line, underline the word spores. It enters the body in the form of spores through the skin, mouth and nose. Okay, these spores are, what are spores? Spores are tiny particles, tiny elements, or which when conditions are favorable, they can develop into new organisms. Okay, the ring patch shaped patches appear on the skin. That is, red color ring like structures appear on the skin, and it is transmitted through contaminated clothes, articles of an infected person. And so such person should be kept in isolated, separate condition, separated from the others. Then come to the next point, athletic foot. Fungal disease which attacks skin of the foot, particularly between the toes, that is called the athletic foot. Walking barefoot should be avoided. Why? Because spores of the organisms enter the body through these spores. Then come to the next point, second column, page 83, activity 2. Three main words are there: endemic disease, epidemic disease and pandemic disease. What are endemic disease? Disease which spread, I'm talking about third line, when a disease spreads among people and who live in a particular locality or confined group is called endemic disease. And epidemic disease is when the disease spread to several localities or throughout the city or a country, that is epidemic. And pandemic, now we are having corona, so you will be knowing, when it spreads worldwide, it is called pandemic. And how do these diseases spread? Through air, water, food, skin and insect. Okay, now how can you prevent it? Airborne. All these you can read on your own and you can learn on your own. On the next page, 84, food and waterborne, skin contact and insect. You can do that on your own and learn it on your own, because there's hardly anything to explain. I will start from modes of transmission of diseases.